This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs and I'm ready to go. I'm alert and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today. I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click Be the First to Try, and then select Take Our Quiz.
There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Welcome back to Bachelor Happy Hour's Golden Hour. Here we are again. Thank you so much for joining us. And we are so excited to be here. Right, Kathy?
Oh, we are so excited. And if you have not done it yet, I don't know where you've been or what you're doing. But now is the time to follow our podcast because you don't want to miss even one episode. All you have to do is search for Bachelor Happy Hour in the podcast app and hit the follow button. And today we have a very special guest, our OG Bachelorette, Trista Sutter. Hi, Trista. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So we are so excited to have you. Not only you are the most senior and lovely of all the Bachelorettes.
Well, first of all, I have to address the fact that you called me the most senior. I don't know if that's true.
The most senior?
Oh, well, not age, just like she was one of the first.
Ouch, Kathy. No, no, no.
I'm just
Can we
kidding.
Redo that?
No, I love it. I think it's hysterical. I would say, yes, I would say I am definitely, when you talk about successful relationships, at least, maybe that's where I come in as the most senior. And I have been called the fairy godmother. So
you kind of are.
I don't know if that's because I'm always older than everybody who's in the room related to Bachelor Nation, but
not anymore, sister. Not anymore. We got that.
I'm just saying, when I first started watching The Bachelor, you stand out. Like, I loved watching your season. I loved watching your love story. And of course, back then I didn't know you. So, you know, to have gotten to know you a little bit and meet your husband and talk about your family and your kids, and then seeing you at the wedding. I don't know. It was just like a closed circle for me.
I love that. Thank you.
I remember you coming into the mansion while we were doing the Golden, and it was like so exciting.
Do you remember Leslie tackling
her? Oh my God. Leslie was all over you. Yeah, literally. She knew everything about you. She had your stats down.
Yeah. So I want super fun.
It was
coming to the mansion. That was so much fun. I mean, the mansion wasn't where I filmed the show, but I've been there a couple times. It's always fun to see it. And then, of course, to meet all of you. Yeah. And
did we look like deer in the headlights? Tristan, did we look like deer in the headlights?
No, you guys look super comfortable and, you know, like you were having the time of your lives. So it was great to see in person. I loved that time. I wish they had showed more of our conversation just because it was a really good conversation.
It was
and
a
you know, but pickleball was super fun afterwards. And then
I do have a question. I have a question going back to the wedding. I know on the TV when they show this, your husband is whispering something in your ear during the ceremony. Could you tell us what he was saying?
Yeah, that's a good story. So after the wedding, I'll kind of preface all of this. So after the wedding, I am on Instagram and someone, I think, sent me a link or something like that to maybe a Reddit. Someone had commented on something and they said something about Ryan, and it was definitely derogatory. Like they were talking negatively about my husband, and I am a mama bear, a wife bear, whatever you want to call me. So I kind of pounced into action and looked into it. And what he was saying was, he turned over or he whispered in my ear after, gosh, I'm having to remember what this was. After Gary said, "I am the luckiest man on earth or on the planet," or something like that, Ryan turned to me and he said, "The second luckiest."
Oh my God. I knew it was special. Oh. Yes. All you farts out there, keep it to yourself.
Oh, I hate that expression. That is so sweet. But I want to ask you, Trista, because you are one of the first and you know, you were dating and now you have, how many children do you have? What are their ages?
We met them.
Max and Blakesley. Max is 16 and Blakesley is turning 15 tomorrow.
Oh, ouch. Happy birthday. Okay, so 16 and 15, right? Yeah. So obviously life, and we'll get into that a little bit later on the
raging hormones.
So, but my question is, what, now that you're happily married, you're raising a family, what dating advice, because there's so many younger ladies, you know, going through this process, what is one piece of dating advice you would have given or would give to your younger self?
What would you tell yourself? Gosh,
that's a good question.
That
and
is.
Actually, it's a question I'd love to like share with my daughter after this. Because I really truly wish I could go. Not, you know, it's funny. Because I don't wish I could go back, because I am where I am because of all the things that happened to me, right?
Exactly.
So I wouldn't change anything in that respect, but I wish I would have known to believe more in me and invest more in me and not just give in to a guy because he was a guy that I wanted to date. You know, like,
be
actually
true to yourself.
Like,
be true to yourself.
Yeah, be true. Mm-hmm. Well, be true to myself and never, don't settle. You know, I feel like I just wanted to date the boys that I was dating because it was fun. They were cute, you know, whatever. I could go to dances with them or whatever. And I feel like I was just kind of settling into a relationship because that's what I thought I needed. But it's okay to be alone. It's okay to like cultivate your personality and your self-worth before you are in a relationship.
You know, that question was our topic of the day. Susan and I like to pick a topic to talk about every day, but this particular question, we talked about it. This should be like the topic of the lifetime because all people face this. Whether you're a woman or a man, we all face this issue, and it's just a resounding, unanimous thing that we wish that we didn't settle. We wish
about having confidence in yourself too.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that comes with maturity.
Yes,
as you grow older, but you were quite young when you met him.
How old were you?
Been married for how many years now?
So what Ryan, is this? I was actually one of the older people of the cast. I turned 30 on The Bachelorette. I was, I think, 28 when I did The Bachelor, and turned 30. Like, I celebrated my birthday. People brought me, like, some of the guys brought me gifts, which was kind of fun.
But, did you wear your birthday suit by any chance?
I was going to ask, did you have a cupcake where you got to lick the icing off?
No.
Our minds went the same place.
So you guys probably don't remember this, and you probably wouldn't have been paying attention, but when my show came out, it was actually really controversial, and I got called every name in the book, like, oh she's going to look like a slut, and she's going to be a hoe, and, you know, because she's one girl and 25 guys.
They were just jealous, Trista. They were just jealous.
Yeah, right? So I think because of that, I really held back in terms of, like, physicality. Like, there was one guy named Jamie Blythe who asked me if he could have a kiss one night. And I was like, maybe just on the cheek. Like, I literally told him, maybe on the cheek.
Oh, God.
I was not like,
do that.
That's not his idea of a fantasy suite.
Everyone kisses the first night.
Like, batting it out.
It's crazy. So anyway, I feel like I was just definitely very reserved in terms of that, because I was very aware of
what
the
was
public
being said.
Perception, you know, and also my family was watching and all of that. So, I was 30. I turned 30 on the show. We got married when I was 31, and we've been married for 20 years.
I know. So what's the secret of staying so happy and
in love?
Share it.
Oh gosh, I wish I knew. No.
It just works.
It can be a little bit of luck. It can be a little luck.
I think there's definitely luck. You know, I'm a religious person, and I feel like there's a plan for me and him. And I mean, that's the only way I can really describe it, is he was never meant to be on that show. He is not the kind of person that you would think would be on the show. He's very introverted. And, you know, not social, doesn't like cameras, like none of the media stuff, hates it. And so the fact that he was on the show, I just feel like it took a lot.
God called him.
It was meant to be. Yeah.
Obviously it is.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you've been happily married, you're raising these kids, but Susan and I love that you've been so open about going through menopause. You're joining our club. Why, honestly, in a society where, you know, we have been taught not to talk about those things, why has it been so important for you to share this journey?
Because I feel like I have a voice, and it's something that I know all of us are, you know, all women are going to go through if you get to be our ages, luckily, mm-hmm. you know? I don't want people to feel alone, because it is not something that people talk about. And if I can talk about it more and lessen the stigma of all that we go through, why not? You know, I'm not embarrassed by it.
It's something
that all of us go through. And I would love to be able to vent to people and be like, oh, can you believe we have to deal with this, that, and the other thing? You know, like, it stops.
The hot flashes for 10 years. My biggest gripe about menopause is this inner tube around my center. Like, right? I don't know where that comes from.
I can tell you. Spaghetti.
No. Even if I starved 6 days a week, it would still be. The menopause changes your body.
You're so right. And your metabolism, like, you can't create the muscle that you used to be able to, no matter how hard you work out. I mean, I know people who are really muscular, but I feel like a big part of that is genes. You know, you've got the genetics for it.
Yeah.
The worst part about it for me is I cannot sleep. The insomnia.
Oh, that's amazing.
Listen, I will tell you, that doesn't get better. Susan and I talk about it a lot, because she's always hot, I'm always cold. I went through menopause, but I didn't have any of these things. I didn't have hot flashes.
Really?
Honestly, I slept really well. Sleep changed for me when my husband passed away. That's when it became difficult for me. But I understand all these issues, and we're all in it, but they don't necessarily go away.
There's also bioidentical hormones, and that's what I'm on. And it helps you think a little clearer, sleep a lot better, The night sweats aren't there. And it brings you to your libido.
Oh, geez. Yes.
Which I think really dies and you dry up, you know, after menopause. It's hard in a relationship, like, to keep your marriage going. You got to keep it spicy. I mean, you have the same partner for all these years. You want to make it good.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's true.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Sucks. I hate it.
What?
Say it again.
Getting old sucks. Touché, my friend. Touché.
Hey, Krista, it's better than the alternative.
This is true.
It's better than the alternative.
For sure. You're right.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today.
Beachbound Vacations' perfect beach finder quiz makes it so easy to find your perfect beach. It will match you with a personalized list of resorts that check all your boxes after asking you just 5 simple questions.
I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation. The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, do you like to hang at the pool or the beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click Be the First to Try, and then select Take Our Quiz.
There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
So what is the most surprising part for you about getting older? Because, you know, we've touched on it, love, romance, self-love. What do you do for yourself? How are things changed for you as you get older?
She doesn't look older. You know, I am realizing the older I get and the closer my kids are to leaving the house, that my identity has been really settled in them and my family. And I'm really worried about who I am and what I'm going to do after they're gone.
You have time to start practicing. Trista, I think it's, for me anyway, it's a real opportunity for you and Ryan to sort of rediscover who you are. And there's going to be a freedom. Yes, it's, let me tell you, when my last child went off to college, I'm not kidding, I sat, couldn't get out of bed for 2 days and cried. It's real.
I'm going to be comatose. Yeah. Seriously.
It's a whole different, but reinvent you, redo That's you, right. celebrate you and your accomplishments and just do you.
Yeah.
And enter the best chapter, but they're always need you. Trust me, Trista. They're always going to need you. They're always be there.
My youngest child is 30. She's turning 37. Mm-hmm. And trust me, she still needs me. She just had her first baby. Your kids never leave. They're always going to want you. It just looks a little different as they get older.
Yeah, totally.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
If some fans called you and told you one of your kids to go on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette one day, would you support them? Would you encourage
it? You know, I've been asked this question in the past a lot, and it's always the same. I would be such a freaking hypocrite if I didn't. Like,
I know, right? How could you not say?
Of course I would.
Wait, but do your kids...
I mean, Within reason, I feel like unless it's dangerous or, you know, I feel like it's going to ruin their life for some reason, then I'm going to support whatever they choose to do. Right.
They watch your show when you guys
they
met?
Haven't.
Have you? No, no.
And honestly, I don't know that they will. There's no reason why. It's just, I don't think, you know, they'd have any.
Right. The thing about kids, Trista, they're like butterflies, you know, you have them cupped in your hand for so many years. And then when they get to be a certain age, you have to open your hand and let them fly. But they'll come back. They will come back.
Hope so.
They will. They will.
Is there anything that you would say to your kids getting ready to go out into the dating world?
Yeah, actually. So my son met his girlfriend on the first day of school this year, and they've been dating ever since. I think they celebrated a 6-month anniversary.
How
recently.
Cute!
And it's really so sweet, cute. Actually. They have been learning all about communication. I'm actually really proud of them. They talk through difficulties, you know, like they don't walk away. They learn how to be thoughtful and like write each other notes or make each other like handmade gifts or, you know, doing things, that maybe aren't your first choice of activity. You know, putting each other first. And so I think actually Max is doing a really great job of, dating on his own. I feel like I give him advice every so often. And that is, you know, like at one point in time, one of his friends, you know, said something about his girlfriend, like maybe she shouldn't be doing that or whatever. I don't know. I can't remember what it was. And I was like, you know what? Definitely listen to your friends, right? Hopefully they have your best interest at heart, but take that with a grain of salt because you know your relationship better than anyone else. So you do you. When you're happy with your girlfriend or happy with your boyfriend and things are going great, then you know what? Take things that people say in one ear and out the other, and just do you.
Where do you think that communication skill came from? Did he watch you? Are you open communicators?
Oh yeah,
in your family with your husband. Sure. So
is that how you kept? It's got to be how you've kept them grounded. They've got to be watching how you. I mean, I'm guessing they have to be watching how you and Ryan, because you know kids model what they see, not what we tell them. I've learned that one. Children.
It is funny. That's funny because my son just gave his girlfriend a gift, and it was like these notes that he wrote for her. And
he's a romantic.
He is. I was talking to a friend and told her about it, and she said, "Oh, he's like a little mini Ryan because you know my Ryan used to write me notes on or poems on The Bachelorette." And then I told Ryan, and Ryan was like, "Actually, no, he's like you." So every morning that Ryan goes to work, I write him a little note like this one.
I love it.
Guten Morgen, like in German. So I'll do just little notes. And actually, they were like, no, Ryan said, no, I think that he learned it from all your cute little notes that you write me every morning. So, yes, we're
it's a
open.
Bit of both.
And,
well, you are proving the point.
A little bit of both.
She's proving
I love it.
You are proving the point that kids do what they see, not what we tell them. Okay, so we are a few years older than you. Just a few.
Not many
at all. But do you have any questions for us? You have such a great marriage. We could probably take a lesson out of your book since we're both single and looking and not surviving this very well. But
no,
do you have any
I would
questions
love to
us?
Hear how long were both of you married?
I was married just short of 46 years.
So 20 plus years,
I was married at 20.
Quite a long time.
Yeah.
And learned a lot about myself.
My question, that's amazing. My question is, I've heard recently, like a couple people, I think someone, Tori and Dean just got divorced after 18 years. And then I heard someone else and a couple of my friends who've had long marriages. How do you keep, especially when the kids move away? Like, what is your best advice for staying connected through those years and for, you know, decades to come, hopefully?
For me, it's not to hold things in.
Yeah.
That I'm not liking. Like, that was my mistake in my marriage. Like, if I ended up resenting because I didn't deal with it and communicate properly. Not that I knew whether or not it would change whatever was happening, but that was a big part of me.
Yeah. I think for me, Trista, when my kids left, you know, how do we keep our marriage going? We took ballroom dancing, believe it or not. We took ballroom dancing lessons. We got a two-man kayak and we started kayaking on the lake in Austin. My husband took up cooking in a very serious way. So we sort of started new things. We also both did things on our own. I think if the mistake I made in my marriage, I didn't compromise enough. You know, I talk with Susan, I talk all the time about
Cathy's way or the highway.
Well, that's what I, you know, we talk about compromise and communication.
Yeah.
I was a great communicator, but I was not a great compromiser. And
got
so,
it.
You know, that made for issues. I think anyone who thinks, people always say to me, oh, you were married 46 years. It must've been, a walk in the park. No,
it's never.
No marriage is a walk in the park. Yeah. It just takes a lot of a love and devotion, commitment to working things out.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's my recipe for a good marriage.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today.
Beachbound Vacations' perfect beach finder quiz makes it so easy to find your perfect beach. It will match you with a personalized list of resorts that check all your boxes after asking you just 5 simple questions.
I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation. The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, do you like to hang at the pool or the beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click Be the First to Try, and then select Take Our Quiz.
There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You guys asked what my advice
secret
would
was.
Be. And I don't think I even answered it, but I think one of those ones to kind of add on to what you're saying from my perspective is forgiveness. And I've always said this, and it's not like the big flagrant, you know, problems that might happen in some relationships, because sometimes you just can't get over those. It's the little everyday like things like, you know, you say something when you're frustrated or you're going through menopause or, you know, like you're going through Lyme disease, which Ryan has. And I think he gets frustrated, you know, when he's not feeling well. And so I think those little.
Wait a minute. Can we back up for a minute? He has Lyme disease from a tick? From a tick,
Assuming so. Yeah, I think he got it years and years and years ago.
It's just showing up.
We fought for a long time to figure out what was going on. I think it took us 2 years. And he's going through treatment, and he's probably 80% better. But
good, good.
He still has a little ways to go. But
you're right.
Forgiveness, you know, just the little tiny things, the little moments where you say something snarky or whatever.
Yeah. Or did it really matter that Ryan left his socks on the ground? Does it really matter?
It's not what they do or we do. It's the delivery sometimes that really gets your.
Wow.
I know.
All right. Well,
With all that being said, can we have some game time with Trista?
Yay! I love games.
This is about a relationship. Would you rather?
Okay.
Okay. Kathy, you want to read the first one?
Okay. Trista, would you rather be surprised with flowers or have Ryan make you a home-cooked meal?
Well, I don't know if I can answer this because he makes me meals all the time.
Ah, no wonder you're keeping him. He's
My husband did all the cooking too, Trista. We were lucky. We are lucky.
Yes. So what about you, Susan? I would much rather, actually, he did this the other day. It was on Valentine's Day. I was like, you know, it's Valentine's Day. Like, I'd much rather get flowers out of nowhere. He brought me flowers like 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like that better too, and you save a whole lot of money.
Yeah, right.
Valentine's Day.
Let me just tell you, flowers go crazy. They up the price.
Yes,
Valentine's Day, weddings, and funerals. Yeah. Stay away from those three at all costs.
Okay. Let your partner choose every movie you watch together, or pick every restaurant. Would you rather him do all those things?
No, would you rather
do the movies or the restaurants?
Yeah, he's either going to pick all the movies or he's going to pick every restaurant. Which would you
probably
rather?
Probably the restaurants, because I'm very particular about my movies. He gets so frustrated because we'll be sitting on the couch and I'm like going through all the movies, like click, do the trailer. Okay, next one. Let's watch another
45 minutes later, we still don't have a movie.
Ryan St. Trista, we just watched a movie. We watched 18 of them.
But with that all being said, I like a man that doesn't say, well, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to watch, where do you want to go? Once in a while, pick something, surprise us. Hey, babe, by the way, we have reservations for 8:15 on Saturday night at, we'll be like, wow.
So I thought you were going to be, I thought she was going to be logical here. Like exactly what you just said, Trista, when you're picking out a movie, you know, it's pretty, and you're stuck with it. Like 3 hours. I hate this movie. You're stuck, right? But at a restaurant, you can have sushi or you can have a hamburger. I mean, there's always something you can eat, right?
Yeah, exactly. Totally.
I'm going to the restaurant.
And he usually falls asleep during movies. So
yeah, that happens.
Yeah, I'd rather pick the movies so that I can actually be interested in whatever we're watching. And I can usually find something on a menu.
All right, Trista, I'm going to give you one now that's going to slay you.
Oh.
Would you rather walk in on your kids having sex or have them walk in on you?
Oh my gosh.
Come on. You gotta be, it's a conversation.
Do you have to choose one?
I don't think I can. I mean,
I would definitely.
Wait, let's make your kids.
I can't even think about it.
I told you it was going to get her.
I know. If I had to choose, I would rather walk in on them than me.
I can't
listen,
do that.
Trista, I'm going to make you feel better. I'm going to make you feel better. Your kids are 16 and almost 15. Happy birthday almost, right?
That's not happening
years.
Yet.
You got a few years yet, hopefully, before you have to worry about that.
I hope so.
I mean, I could have asked you what they're going to name their kids. I mean, it was just, you know.
I don't know that. I mean, my daughter probably has a plan for what she wants to name kids in the future, but no, she's... Yeah. She doesn't have a boyfriend yet, so all good.
Give her time.
Okay, so how about spend a romantic day at the spa or take an adventurous road trip?
Oh, I love both.
Me too.
So if it was like something I was doing with Ryan, then definitely an adventurous road trip. If it was like a me day or a girlfriend day, then the day at the spa.
It's a romantic day at the spa. So I don't think we're taking your girlfriends. Just saying.
Okay, then an adventurous road trip. We love road tripping. We actually used to have an Airstream and
fun
camping. Yes, for sure. So any kind of road trip, it's like some of my favorite family memories were us camping, you know, all over.
But, yeah. And Trista, can I just say, Susan and I, we were talking about this earlier too. Your kids are not going to remember the things, they're going to remember those epic trips. They're going to say, remember when, you know, my kids, we took a road trip actually to Colorado, where you live.
Yeah.
And we took the kids on a bike trip, and my kids still remember it to this day because we biked down this really steep hill, and I'm a mama bear like you, and I'm screaming, these young kids aren't going to be able to get back up the hill. When we got to the bottom of the hill, I was fit to be tied. I looked at my husband and said, what were you thinking? How are we going to get these kids back up the hill? My husband said, what are you talking about, Kathy? It's all downhill. He said, it's all downhill. And I looked behind me, my kids, and we all started laughing. To this day, my kids remember that trip.
Yes,
so adventurous road trips are good.
Yeah, they're good. Yes. Would you rather read your partner's mind or have them be able to read yours? Last question.
His mind for sure.
Because you can't figure him out. He doesn't tell everything.
No, like I said, he's very introverted and, doesn't always verbally express himself. So 100%. I think I would much rather read his mind because I feel like I'm pretty good at expressing myself.
So I know I've met Ryan a few times and he is introverted and my husband was very introverted. Is that, and you're much more outgoing. Is that difficult for you in your marriage?
No, I feel like, you know, they always say opposites attract and
introverts like extroverts. Yes.
Yeah. I feel like it's not difficult except for like, if we're at a function, you know, and he feels like he's being like pressured in a way to talk when he just doesn't have the energy for it. Mm-hmm. But on the flip side of that, I think we balance each other out. So in those moments when he's not up for that kind of thing, like a social event, then
interaction,
I can do most of the talking. Same with like media. When you hear us or see us doing interviews, mostly I'm talking, and not because I'm any better at it. He is way better at speaking and being eloquent and all of that, but he just, it's not his thing, you know?
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. I was just curious because that was in my marriage. My husband actually relied on me at cocktail parties because it was miserable for him. And I wondered if Ryan felt the same.
But off the subject real quick, I don't remember people's names sometimes. I'll never forget your face. And when my husband and I, we would go back to each other. Who is that again? I know, I know her. What's her name? Do you guys have ones better than the other in your family?
Oh, he's way better than me. I have a horrible memory.
Oh, really? Who are we? Who are we, Trista? She's thinking. when my husband and I would go to cocktail parties, literally on the way over, if it was his office, he would say, Kathy, it's this person.
I love him.
And then if it was a group of my friends, he would say, now tell me who goes with who. You know, he was very, I mean, that's just the way it goes.
It's so fun. Yeah. Real quick before we go, just in a couple words, the finale at Joey season. Right?
Good. So good. I have watched every single season, okay?
Yes.
Actually, maybe not one. And I won't mention which one it is.
Okay, we won't know.
It's not yours. But I have watched every season. And this is one of my all-time favorites. I
think it's such
you gotta tell us why.
Hard act to follow.
I just adore him. I think that he is so genuine and so kind and so vulnerable and and you could tell that he really truly like cared. He reminds me a lot of Ryan, and I had the best time with him at the wedding, whenever we talked, but he and Kelsey are just magic.
Perfect.
Like, they are magic. I'm so
just
happy
perfect
for them.
I know.
Do you think they'll get
they
married?
They really are. What?
Do you think they'll get married?
I do. 100%. I do. I think that they will get married.
And
then the whole Daisy Kelsey thing, like, Oh my goodness.
So impressed.
Just am in love with Daisy and how she handled herself at the end and handled that situation and was like lifting Kelsey up, talking about her mom before she went out.
It was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And the women, you know, the criticism occasionally about Bachelor is there's just too much feuding among the women.
Yeah.
You know, snap. I loved seeing women support women. I loved it. It's such a great lesson. It's something I would want my young daughter to watch. Yeah. Just even that final episode, this is how you do it.
We actually, my daughter and I watched it together. So she, as you know, my daughter was there at the wedding with me and Max. And we talked to Joey for quite a while. He had some great advice for her. Don't ask me what it is because
I no, we won't. We won't.
I have a horrible memory, but she is super invested in him, and so she was like, "Mom, can we finally like watch The Bachelor together?" So we made it a point. We watched every Monday or Tuesday or whenever we had time, and it was total bonding. And honestly, you're right. I think it was such a great example of
what it, of, it like, should be.
That is a great place to leave this. Trista, I cannot tell you how much we've enjoyed having you visit with us today. Thank you so much. And this does it for this episode of Bachelor Happy Hours Golden Hour. Thank you, really, Trista, for joining us.
We really love chatting with you. And we'd like to do it more often. Thank you. And thank all of you for joining us again. And be sure to follow Bachelor Happy Hour as we have new episodes coming out every single week that you won't want to miss.
And please make sure to submit your questions to us. You can go to BachelorNation.com or hit us up on social at Bachelor Happy Hour. We really look forward to hearing from you and answering your questions and just reading your comments.
And listen to us on Bachelor Happy Hour's Golden Hour on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to your podcast.
See you.
We'll see you next week.
Take care.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order.
I think when you're in a relationship, being able to travel with somebody is like one of the best things you could do.
I agree. I think some of our best memories together are exploring new places and relaxing somewhere on a beach.
So we've been working with the brand Beachbound Vacations to find our next perfect beach vacation. And instead of spending hours searching for your perfect beach, take the perfect beach finder quiz and let Beachbound do the heavy lifting for you. Go to beachbound.com to get started today. I mean, I love it. I can't wait for our next vacation.
To get started, go to beachbound.com, click Be the First to Try, and then select Take Our Quiz.
There's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. Show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase because every time we buy a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.